Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Huge thanks to our last guest. What a joy, what a privilege to have him on. Even though we're talking about something that's so hard to discuss and can be so heartrending, big thanks to the retired Lieutenant Colonel of the Air Force who joined us to talk about the epidemic, the plague of veteran suicide here in the United States. We got 17.5 million living veterans in the United States, and we're still facing 6,500 veterans per year taking their lives. We need to do better. We can do better. Big, big thanks again to retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Chris Ford. Find out more about his organization through USAA at wefacethefight.org. Remember, if you or someone that you know is struggling with suicidal thoughts, please encourage them to call the 24/7 suicide hotline 9888. You can also check out mental health resources on the VA's website to get connected to that help. Here's one of the great things that I enjoy about doing this program. I will get fabulous questions, fabulous input feedback from you, our fine listeners. And on occasion, I get to then follow up and address those questions. I think it was last week. Boy, the days, they sure do run together. Last week, we had a listener that called up and said, was questioning, how is it that elected officials become so wealthy over the course of their time in office? And I thought this merited some digging into. And I'm going to kind of start with some of the most, the simplest types of things that hopefully will intuitively make sense to you. And then we'll get into some of the things that you may not be aware of. And all of this leads up to what I'm going to call absolutely common sense legal reforms, which need to be implemented, that I believe us regular folks, not elected officials, whether we're Republicans or Democrats or independents or hate politics, that basically all regular people would be like, what do you mean that's not already illegal? That kind of stuff. Let's talk about how we fix it, okay? But here's one of the things that can happen when you are in elected office. And that is, and for example, everybody that serves in our state legislature, everybody that's a member of Congress, they get what is called a per diem, and it's a chunk of money that they get every day that they basically can use for anything they want. Travel, accommodations, what have you. And if you think about it, folks, if you didn't have to pay anything or very little for transportation to and from work and for your meals Monday through Friday, and you just got a stipend of money every day, that would there save you thousands of dollars every year, right? For regular people, that'd be a big slug of money. Then you combine that with this point. Once you are in office, most elected officials, and I'm going to, for a while, just talk about legislators, their campaign accounts and financing never really stops. They're constantly fundraising, okay? Campaign dollars can be spent, almost any way you want, right? So if you, as an elected official, first you get a daily slug of money, and it varies depending on your role and which government level that you're in, like state legislators, state assembly persons, get less than a House of Representatives Congress member, okay? But if you get per diem that's covering your travel and basic food expenses every day, and then you can use campaign funds for basically almost anything that is even remotely, vaguely, arguably campaign-related, like you're going to an event where other elected officials will be there, or you're traveling to somebody else's fundraiser, or you're having a dinner with a potential donor to your campaign. Guess what? You can use campaign money for that. So if you think about this and you put this together, and I'm just starting at this very low level of things, if you basically had a fund of money that you can use for almost anything. Plus, you get a check every day for your basic living expenses. Well, it starts to feel like your income is just all plus side. And you can certainly slug a lot of the paycheck that you're earning into investments, right, into purchasing a home or whatever it is, because you do not have the regular drag that most of us have on our paychecks, right, which is, you know, living expenses. So those are, that's just starting at the very elementary level. Campaign funds can be used for almost anything. We have very, very loose regulations about what those monies can be spent. You can even take campaign funds of yours and give them to another cause that you think is aligned, another group or another candidate. Happens all the time. Then we have slugs of money that are given to these larger sort of umbrella organizations that are explicitly partisan. So, for example, the Democratic National Committee or the Democratic National Congressional Committee. And those organizations can then give elected officials and candidates additional slugs of money, which can then be used for, well, pretty much anything. You see where this is going? I haven't even gotten to dark money or donors that just want to cut you a check. There's all kinds of ways. People think that this is this like highly regulated button-down area. It's not. It is the freaking Wild West out there, ladies and gentlemen. And believe you me, some of this money is making it directly into the pockets of elected officials and candidates, and or simply basically paying for their living expenses so they don't have to use their paychecks to pay for the stuff that all of us other regular working stiffs pay for. The other big slug or bucket of money that you see very frequently with elected officials is if they write a book and they get royalties or an advance on a book. There's nothing that prohibits them from doing that. And if you look at what, for example, President Obama made his income during his presidency, he basically earned the president's salary, which he has no control over, and then he had significant royalties from books that he had written. Now, after the presidency, Obama and others like Bill Clinton continue to receive big royalties if they write books, huge speaking fees, yep, into the millions. But here's the place that I really want to focus on, and it's the holding of stocks or interests in companies that Congress people are then regulating. In other words, responsible for regulating. So you sit on a congressional committee that has oversight over the banking industry, for example. You would think that we would have laws that prohibit someone that's sitting on like a financial services oversight congressional committee from owning shares directly in the banks that are subject to the jurisdiction of such a committee. Except it's not. Perfectly legal. Now, then there are problems and allegations, and you see this all the time. It's usually a little wonky. You got to be into this stuff, try to watch it. Where Congress people have access to what otherwise would be considered insider information, and they appear to trade stocks that they own based on that information and make millions doing it. Again, you would think this should be illegal. This should be a crime. It is not. Of course, there is the out-and-out corruption. Of course, we've had the Supreme Court of the United States gut and weaken virtually all of our federal corruption laws. Remember last term where the Supreme Court basically said a bribe is not a bribe. If you give it to the government actor after the fact, then it's just a gratuity, and that's not illegal. So there's that part too. Then you have the corruption of a guy like Donald Trump, which is so at scale. It's got so many tentacles. There's so many different grifts going on. They're hard to keep track of. And the MAGAverse generally doesn't care about any of that, which is deeply problematic. But what I wanted us to get to start thinking about, because it's so easy for this sort of conversation to degrade into partisan finger pointing. Let's just leave our party preferences and our party affiliations behind for a moment, my friends. Let's just talk about what I think all of us would pretty much agree that the rules should be, that the laws should be. Let's start with this. Let's ban the president, the vice president, every cabinet level official, all appointees one or two levels down from the cabinet, all Article III lifetime appointed federal judges, other key members of the executive branch and Congress from holding any individual stocks, cryptocurrencies, cryptocurrency exchanges, or any interest in any foreign-based funds or corporations. Let's create a law that requires the president and direct members of his family, you know, like his kids, to put their personal financial holdings into blind trust that they cannot control. Why shouldn't this simply be the law? Let's ban contributions to the president or members of Congress or their political action committees from entities that are subject to regulation by the president or members of Congress or their committees. Let's ban members of Congress and the president and the vice president, all these different categories of people, from owning individual stock, again, in companies that they have regulatory oversight powers. Let's have a binding code of ethics for the Supreme Court. That might be a nice place to start. Let's ban members of Congress, the president and the vice president, members of their cabinet and a few levels down and executive branch appointees from ever representing foreign governments or foreign political parties. People freak out about Hunter Biden and guess what? You want to stop that? You want to stop Paul Manafort, Donald Trump's aide, or I'm going to blank on the former general that was also a registered foreign agent. Pam Bondi was a registered foreign agent. Let's just ban this. If you're a registered foreign agent, you can't take a cabinet position. You can't become president. If you serve in a cabinet level or a member of Congress, guess what you can't do? Then become a lobbyist for a foreign government or foreign political party. And this, can we simply ban all cryptocurrencies in any way, shape, or form touching politics or politicians? I don't know. I'd sleep better at night. Thank you, Jacob General Mike Flynn, registered foreign agent. Why is this okay? When we come back, I'm going to remind us, it's important context. It is Veterans Day. Perhaps we should remind ourselves about some of the things that Donald Trump has had to say about veterans. Stay tuned. I'll be back with more right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.